He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. Of course, if you're watching the show, you already know how to get us, but the main thing I want to tell you is go to thegadgetprofessor.com, scroll down to the newsletter. If you're new to the show, you really want to be subscribed to the newsletter. When you get to the newsletter, just click, put your email address in every Thursday evening. As soon as the show is posted, you will get in your inbox absolutely free all the show notes. The show notes contain a brief synopsis of all the URLs, all the gadgets, all the free apps that we talked about during the show, and you'll have your own personal reference. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at any time, 24 hours a day, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I try to answer everybody as quickly as I can. If it's not immediate, it will be within the next day or two. I promise. And if you get the show notes, you'll find access to my Facebook page and certainly to our Rebel Mouse page and to our Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it would be Gadget Professor, at Gadget Professor, and you can follow us there. So we are up to episode 167, and we are going to start right off with who's been hacked. Well, looks like the Senate, the United States Senate, has been hacked. And who's it been hacked by? The CIA. This is a kind of a disturbing article. The Central Intelligence Agency improperly accessed computers used by the Senate committee investigating that agency's use of torture following the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, according to the CIA Inspector General. The initial report confirms accusations made by Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California. Blah, 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 blah. The bottom line, folks, is that, it's getting tough out there. Everything is being hacked. The good guys, the bad guys, the neutral guys, and it's pretty scary. And, you know, when you have a democracy like we do in the United States and you have the CIA hacking into your own senators' computers, kind of intimidating a little bit. Rolling right along, this is an interesting news article. Amazon, and I think everybody's familiar with Amazon, offers its Prime members a video credit for slower shipping. Now, if you're not familiar with what the Prime membership is with Amazon, it's real simple. It used to be $79. It's now $99. I don't know why they didn't make it $100, but I'll save the buck. And if you subscribe to the Prime Amazon membership, what you get is the following. You will get the fastest shipping, two-day free shipping possible, with no extra charge. So you essentially don't pay for shipping if the object that you're buying or whatever it is that you're buying off Amazon is clicked with the Prime check. So when as you're browsing through Amazon and you're buying a pair of socks or a watch or a computer, camera, whatever it may be, if it's clicked Prime and you are a Prime member of Amazon, you spent your $100, you will get two-day free shipping, which is very, very, very handy. And I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon and I really like getting it 2 days, and I get my money out of it because I buy so much stuff for business and other things that it's worth it to me in the long run. You also will get free access to their video, and you can stream movies off the Amazon channel, and it's not as robust as Netflix, but nevertheless, it's a free streaming media service, and they also just started their own Amazon Music service. So you'll get video, you'll get music, and you'll get two-day fast shipping. That's what you get for your $99. They just started this thing now. If you're a Prime member and spent the $99 and you don't want the slower shipping, they will give you $1 credit towards an Amazon video rental. And the rentals typically go from $1 to $3. So you'll save $1. You'll get a credit for that. I don't know if this is going to work. I guess it doesn't cost them anything, but they're saying the cost of shipping is getting so high and so hard to manage that they're trying to opt out of that. They still offer the Amazon Prime service, but they're saying if you don't want the 2 days, if you really don't need it in 2 days, we'll give you $1 off. I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. And it's not like we're talking a very robust catalog of movies to look at. I mean, it's decent, but again, it's nowhere near what Netflix is. So that's their latest claim to fame. We shall see what happens to that. Now, this article, talk about disturbing. This one sent chills up and down my spine. I read it twice because I just couldn't get my head around it because I didn't believe it. And it's true. Securities researchers say that USB security has been broken, and they can compromise anything from any USB key to an Android phone. In English, what they're trying to say is that they have hacked the basic firmware structure of all USB devices. The USB standard has been a fundamental security flaw that allows an attacker to take over any device it's connected to. PC, Mac, Android, doesn't matter. And describing this proof of concept, these two gentlemen will present this theory, and they'll actually prove it. They'll show how they've done it at the Black Hat Conference next week. And rather than storing malicious files on the USB device, which typically people, that's how they get infected. They plug in a USB device. The USB transfers malicious files onto your computer. This does not work like that. What happens is it actually changes the firmware within the actual USB key. So this means that it can allow absolutely any USB device from a USB key to a keyboard to compromise the keyboard and the mouse, essentially. These particular issues cannot be patched. There's no fix for this. So basically, if you have a bad key and you give it to someone in your IT department, you can give the IT the USB stick, and they're going to say, okay, we'll delete this file, we'll delete that file, we'll scan it with our antivirus software, it's clean. But the truth of the matter is, cleaning it doesn't do a thing, because this is actually in the firmware that gives the whole operating system of that USB stick its instructions. So this is pretty scary stuff. I'm going to keep my eye on it, and I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to rewrite the whole firmware program, if you will, that goes into every USB stick. It's undetectable, and this exploit could be silently added to a USB key when it is installed to a PC and infect the next drive that it's connected to. It's pretty scary stuff. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens. Here is a cool piece of software. This is free if you use it 3 or 4 times a month. And I don't really have a need to use it more than that, so it's free. It's called DigiSigner. And if you've ever had a situation where you need to create a legal document with your signature over the internet, this is a site that you would go to. Essentially, you would upload the document, whatever it may be, a lease or whatever the legal document it is. And it's a secure browser, you upload it, and then you can sign the document using your mouse, typing text, or inserting your signature image, which is easy to do. You can invite other people to sign it, they'll receive notification, and they could sign it. Now, what's interesting about this is it's legally binding. Every signature you create with DigiSigner is legally binding. All of our signatures comply completely with the United States and European e-signature laws and are recognized in the court of law. So that's kind of interesting. And this goes on to describe other applications for this particular app, for this particular service. It's not an app. And again, it's totally free if you use it 3 or 4 times a year. If you use it a lot more than that, then you can actually sign up and get a paid account, which has no restrictions on it. So check that out. It's kind of an interesting piece of software. I got an email just yesterday from a gentleman who has a Windows 8 computer, and he has some malicious software on there, and he can't get it off. He's freaking out, and he asked if I can help him or anything I can do. Well, the only thing I can suggest for you without a lot more information, Ralph, is to use this malicious software removal tool that's put out by Microsoft. It's totally free. I have used it in the past, and it does work quite well. So what you want to do, is essentially load this on, put it on a USB stick, and see if it will clean your computer off, and I bet you it will. Let me know. Now, here's an app. It's actually, not only is it an app, it's a web page. It's called Roadside America. And supposedly, they say they're the number one U.S. App Store paid travel app, June 30th to July 7th, 2014. This is an on-the-road tool that finds what's near you. You can unlock 10,000 and offbeat attractions. You can explore and research targets, and it's iPad compatible. It does some pretty cool stuff, including finding your hotel rooms. And if you're on a trip with the kids and you want to know what's around, this continually updates itself and tells you what things are available to do. So it's kind of a neat app. You should check it out. Now, this one I actually like. I have not tried it. I have to admit, I have not tried it. This is called the Anti-Mosquito Sonic Repellent app. They make them for the Android system and they make them for the iPhone. There are a bunch of them out there. Essentially what this does is it emits a high frequency sound that drives the mosquitoes crazy and they won't bite you and they'll stay away from you. Again, I haven't tested it. There are no mosquitoes, at least where I'm living right now in Scottsdale. It's too hot. I've never seen a mosquito here. I think up in the Flagstaff area, I'm sure there are mosquitoes, but right where I am, there's no mosquitoes. Back in Narragansett, Rhode Island, big time mosquitoes, big time. So when I go back there in the summer, I'm gonna test this app out. Now, I also got an email a couple days ago about what's the best way to test the speed that I'm getting on my computer. I feel that the person wrote that they're not getting upload speed and download speed. Is something wrong? How do they test it? Well, it's real easy. There's two test sites that I use. One's called speedtest.net, and essentially you're just going to click on the button here and it will tell you what your upload speed is and what your download speed is, and it's nothing more than that. You just click the button and it will tell you. There's another one called Speakeasy. I actually prefer this one, and this is a speed test, and it's the same thing. It will tell you what your upload speed is and what your download speed is that's being provided to you from your internet provider, so you can check that out. Now here's an interesting app called Softbox Pro for iPad. I just was fooling around with this morning. It's pretty cool. It's going to cost you 99 cents, but it's worth it. If you ever have your camera and you want to get more light, you can actually load this app on and it will give you different colors and different lighting patterns to brighten up the image. So if you need a fill flash, change your iPod into basically a light meter. Not a light meter, but a strobe light, if you will. It doesn't strobe, but it will add additional light to fill in light. So one of the places where you would really use this, if you're taking macro shots, you know, if you're trying to get that bug and you're shooting with your camera and the flash goes off on the camera and it overblows the little caterpillar that you're trying to photograph, this device would help you a lot. You just put your iPad down on the ground or wherever you're going to lean it, or on a tripod, whatever, and aim it, and you can control how much light, steady light comes out, and it's a nice soft light because it's the screen light. Very cool app, very interesting app. Now, here is an app that is awesome, okay? Turn your mobile phone or tablet into a set of wireless mouse and keyboard. And I will put this page up, obviously, on the show notes, but mouse, keyboard, and touchpad, controls made simple. It's a perfect combination of three of the most common remote control devices with smarter touch gestures. All you need to do is click and slide. And it goes through the whole repertoire of different things that you can do with this remote mouse app. So essentially what you can do is you can type. Typing with voice recording and sharing ideas has never been easier. Air mouse mode, move the mouse by swaying, optimized for controls for handheld devices, power down or restart applications, tons of reviews, a free app. Check it out. It's very cool. Another app that I really like, and this is a handy app, believe me, it's called iDisplay. This gives you an extra monitor for your Mac or your PC. And you're like, why would I want that? Well, a lot of reasons you might want that, because you might be watching a movie or whatever, and you might want to just not sit at the table that you're sitting and just move the whole thing off onto the iPad and have another monitor, or your PC, whatever the case may be. The app loads onto a Mac OS, Windows, pretty much anything you want, and it gives you very easy instructions. You can control things right from your secondary display. The secondary display with a touch interface is the right place for tool palettes of music, graphic editing applications, PowerPoint, and music playback controls. You can declutter your desktop, so you can move half of the desktop onto that second monitor, or you can, you know, divide the screen up any way you want. So there's a lot of interesting, really cool applications, and again, it does a great job of explaining very simply how to use the app. And last but not least, we have another fantastic app that I like. I always like the photo apps because they're a lot of fun. This particular app is called Superimpose. And what this will do, it will break the bank. It will cost you 99 cents, but It's really a cool app. You can take your regular photos and very easily you could superimpose all kinds of things over your image. Obviously, you have two little dogs there that look like they were humans, but or vice versa. But you have hard light, soft light burns, all kinds of special effects, and it does a nice job, particularly if you have the iPhone, the camera on that. It does a real sweet job with that. And now, folks, we're going to get into our, I guess we can call it the gadget of the day slash app of the day. This is called TeamViewer, and I've mentioned this many times in passing. What this does is it allows you to remotely log in to your computer from anywhere you are. So today I finally decided that I'm going to show you how it works because it's such a cool app and it does so many things, and you know what? It's free. It's totally free. I don't know how they do it. They do have a paid version, and if you have a business and are using it for business applications, they want you to pay for it, and you can't blame them. But I'll tell you, if you want a fast, easy tool that will allow you to remotely log in to any iOS, I can log in from my laptop to my PC, from my Mac to my Android tablet, from my iPad to my Mac, any combination TeamViewer will work with, and it works flawlessly, and it's so simple to use. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, you may just want to transfer a file. So let's say I do have a computer in Rhode Island. I can, from right here, and I'll show you how to do it, log in and transfer a file very easily just by dragging and dropping it. Another thing I can do is I can start or stop software remotely. I also can have a video conference with multiple people using this tool. So let's take a look at it. And I always get the updates. This is what the interface actually looks like. And there's two sections here. There's the left section and this is the right section. And if you look over here on the right, I have four computers right now that are online. I can put as many computers as I want. All the computers or all your tablets, you can do this on your smartphone, your Android phone, your iPhone, whatever phone you have, whatever tablet you have, TeamViewer will load onto it. So what you can do is remotely log in securely. So right now I am going to log in. I'm in the studio now and I'll log in to my home and I'm just going to double click it because I have the computer's name there. And right now it's authenticating the handshake, the username, password, ID. It's very secure. And right now I am logged in to the desktop of my computer at my house. And as you can see, I have the browser open. I'm going to fold down the browser. And this is not my computer here, this is not my laptop, this is my desktop, so everything is available to me. If I want to work on a video or I want to edit a photograph, whatever I want to do, I can do it remotely. And to show you how fast and how cool it works, I'm not going to go to my computer in Rhode Island. I just double click it. Again, it has a username and password, it handshakes, it's secure, and bang, there I am right now on my computer in Rhode Island. Now, what's very cool about this is I can actually go over to audio slash video, and if I click video, you'll see the window here open up, and you can actually see, I'm going to click share my video, and right now what you're seeing here in this upper right hand corner is I am sitting in front of a green screen right now because I'm in the studio. This is my camera on my laptop. If I were in Rhode Island or wherever the other computer was, if they click their share video camera, you'd see everybody's picture and you'd be able to speak to them. So it's a very, very cool app, and you can't beat the price of it, I'll tell you. If I wanted to transfer a file, I go up File Transfer, I hit File Transfer. It opens up two windows. One side is my computer that I'm in front of here. The other side is the computer that I've remotely logged into. And again, you just click on the file, you drag and drop, and it will transfer all the files. So in terms of convenience, portability, if you will, I don't know anything out there, any remote system that even comes close to all the feature sets that this device, that this particular program, TeamViewer, actually has. The other thing that's very cool about it is you can do anything you can do in front of your computer. You can send a Control-Alt-Delete. You can reboot your computer from far away if you like. It will automatically size to the right ratio for you. You have scaling, you have quality, you have speed, so you can opt for more quality, higher quality, or faster speed. All this is adjustable. And they have a bunch of extras here too. You can do remote printing. You can invite someone to participate in a conference. You could take a screenshot. You can record, remotely update, so on and so forth. So this is called TeamViewer, and I would definitely check it out. What I like about it, as I said, is that it works on every single platform. And one of the cooler things that I can actually do is if I am using my iPad and I want to log in and watch a movie on this screen or that screen, or I want to transfer a file, I don't have to be on my computer. I can be on any device, and I am, even my phone, if I need to transfer a file to someone. So it's a very cool app. I think you'll enjoy it. It's simple to use. It's real easy to hook up. And I highly, highly, highly recommend it if you're looking for a app or a tool to remote log in. No question about it. TeamViewer is the way you want to go. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.